Like me, you may be very familiar with this track from the famous Sgt. Pepper album from the Beatles, She's Leaving Home. Interestingly, BBC's The One Show this week has been running a series of features on people who met the Beatles and came across them. Just ordinary individuals that whose lives were at some point threaded with theirs. July last year, 2009, I put a blog on my site in connection with an assignment I said on this song and this lyric, and in the blog I included the background to the song, 17-year-old Melanie Coe, who'd run away from home, leaving everything behind. Her father quoted as saying, "I cannot imagine why she should run away. She has everything here." And Paul McCartney got hold of this 1967, February the 27th, Daily Mail headline, "A-level girl dumps car and vanishes." Very interestingly, the story on The One Show reveals how earlier Paul McCartney had encountered Melanie Coe when she was in a televised mime competition, and she actually won it and he presented her a prize. And then those couple of years later, he encounters her anonymously in this way and then immortalizes her in this song. And it's a fascinating song. It's a haunting lament, and of course it's a sentiment that's echoed by many teenagers, and in fact, sadly, it obviously is very much in their experience. It obviously reminds us that we can be surrounded by people and yet find ourselves terribly alone. Perhaps the most poignant line in the whole of this is, "She's leaving home after living alone for so many years." I was once at a conference, and the speaker said, "Not everybody has got their hands in the air, is flying a kite." And, you know, it's interesting that our lives can be intertwined with people in ways that we don't understand. Maybe, like in this story, unusually, years later it becomes revealed. But the network of influences that we have is obviously today something that is so readily at our disposal. Facebook, Twitter, the whole social media scene. How easy it is to be connected with people. And it strikes me that the same thing could be said. Not everybody with a Facebook account has got friends. Not everybody with a Twitter account is interconnected with people. It's possible to be amongst people, as we know, and still be alone. And that applies digitally on online platforms as well as in ordinary life. So, here's a thought, and perhaps it takes us back to an earlier song by the Beatles. "Dear Eleanor Rigby, all the lonely people, where do they all come from?"